At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the producer from the Bad Friends podcast, Fancy B. My favorite part of his interview was talking about the response to the Korean Takeover episode that we did over there on the Bad Friends podcast with Dumbfounded, Peter Kim, and my brother Bobby Lee. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, the producer of the Bad Friends podcast, Fancy B.
Hey.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. Thanks for finally coming,
yeah,
man.
My pleasure.
I really, you know, I respect just your professionalism. First things first, because I was, did we have fun on the Bad Friends podcast, Korean edition?
No, of course, Korean Takeover.
What's the feedback on that like?
I think people like the craziness that you bring to the show.
His mic is what? In his face?
Okay.
Okay, that's no great. Yeah, sorry. Okay, we good? Let's go 5, 4, 3, 2. Okay, back. So the energy there for the Korean edition Bad Friends with Dumbfounded, Peter Kim, me and Bobby Lee.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it went really well. I think people appreciate the craziness you bring to the pod and with you and Bobby. You know, a lot of people like
now,
love
how
that.
How did you deal with the nudity and the gay things that we did?
Right, so I'm not used to
doing that.
Doing that.
Yeah.
So we have to blur everything, you know, for YouTube. But it was fun. It was fun.
Now, let me ask you this, playing devil's advocate. If we would have done the Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill, yeah. I was rooting for the Buffalo Bill.
What would have happened?
I mean,
is that 2 million views or what, brother?
Yeah.
Is that 2 million? Because I know it's going to reach 1 million, brother. Right?
Not
sure. It's going to be 1 million, dude. It's 500,000 now.
It is 500,000 now.
It's going to, dude. But if we did the Buffalo Bill,
you think that's what, you know, you and Bobby naked is what's bringing the views?
I mean, don't you think people would want to see that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've seen already too much of that. So.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
I don't know if I told you how I met Bobby, but...
Go ahead, dude.
So
the floor is yours.
Well, I met Bobby before this, but my first encounter after lots of years, after we worked together on a sketch at Maker Studios, I went to his house. So he saw me there. He took his pants off. He took his clothes off.
What, on Beachwood?
Yeah. And he approached me, you know, he started smoking really, really, really close to me to see if I would flinch, you know, completely naked. And that was kind of my job interview with him.
Did you see it down there?
I saw everything.
Everything was raw?
Everything was raw.
Now, let me ask you this. Were you impressed or unimpressed with the girth or just the size of it all?
I think, you know, for what I thought is... the Asian stereotype was, I was pretty
really
impressed.
Think about your next, yeah, go think about it, then say it. Go ahead. The Asian stereotype.
I was impressed.
Dude, let's just be honest here. It was that, wasn't it?
A little longer.
A little longer. So, dude, that was love to Bob. That was love to my brother.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the colorization. Was it dark?
It was dark.
It was really dark.
It was
huh?
dark.
Almost
dark.
Like purple, huh?
It was, yeah. Have you
He's my brother, right. Dude. Of course, dude. We got beef jerky colorization.
Right.
Beef jerky all day.
Are you in the same color scheme?
Yeah, and I think that's due to our father, rest in peace, Pops. Because he used to beat us down when we were kids, and a lot of the beatdowns happened when you woke him up from a nap, or you know he didn't have enough beers, and he would attack clothed and naked too. He was just a Tasmanian Korean devil.
Yeah,
and so I remember as a kid looking down there, I'm like, whoa, it's like dark and shriveled up. But
you inherited it.
I think I inherited. Wait, are you talking about the genes of that
yes.
nature?
Yeah,
I think so. I think so. A little bit.
Right.
Now, congratulations on fatherhood, by the way.
Thank you.
I just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
I was hanging out afterwards on set, and I noticed the ad reads and my brother's horrible, unenthusiastic attitude doing the ad reads, brother.
Tell me about
how
it.
How do we? Yeah, think of this as therapy because I fell for you, man.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, because I'm sitting there, I know you guys are highly successful, but the way he was just, dude, you got it? We're done. You know, it's like,
right.
How do advertisers even cope with that?
I mean, to be honest, and you guys do a good job at Sister Bros, you and Jeremiah doing.
We do characters and put on wigs.
But in terms of energy, I think Bobby and Andrew do a really good job. But sometimes when we have to, I mean, Andrew's out of town, so we have to do tons of ads. And sometimes, like, Bobby gets a little cranky with it.
Dude, this is what he did.
But
this
yeah.
is what he did. Hey, guys, better help and make sure you get. And he's not even enunciating. Better help, you know. It's for free therapy. We got it. He does that, right? We got it.
And then he fights with me a little bit, but then he repeats it, and then he puts all the energy, and then eventually we get it.
they're putting money in your guys' pocket. This is, you know, it's a part of.
He's. I think he has.
You know what I'm saying?
The true character of an artist, and he doesn't care much about anything else than just being, you know, when he's on.
Yeah.
And then after that, he just doesn't want to be a part of it.
Can I propose something, brother?
Yeah.
And this is just, I'm just throwing things out there, brother.
Yeah.
Let me fill in for him, you know?
Yeah.
Let's talk it out. I'll talk to Andrew. No. I'm just coming up with this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Because I'll give you 100% commitment.
Right.
100% great attitude.
Yeah.
I'll bring wigs, whatever you need, brother. I'll memorize the script. Okay? Who do I need to talk to?
Oof. That's
No. Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with, you know, denial and rejection. Let's talk it out, man.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't want to be harsh, but Bobby has, you know, as annoying as he is, and believe me, I've been working with him for a long time, so he can be annoying. He has something special. He's very charismatic. And
I got characters, too. You just haven't seen it, brother.
Yeah.
I will have it memorized. Does he memorize the script?
He doesn't need to. He comes up with the script in the moment.
Okay, keep going. Who do I need to convince? Andrew? Like,
You need to convince Andrew. I'm down to see
But are you open to it at least?
I'm open, yeah, always.
Okay, so how would you, if you were me, how would I propose it to Santino?
I don't know. Do you want to call him up? He's in Australia right now shooting a movie, but for you, probably he'll pick up.
Let him have his
his moment.
He has a moment right now. Is it a movie?
Yeah.
I don't want to bother him on set. Okay. He's doing big things.
You just failed. I'm saying
this. Okay. My second proposal is this, because I had such a good time on doing the thing. You know, mm-hmm. People like seeing it. We are brothers, right?
You guys are brothers.
What if I propose this?
Yeah.
And you might be more open to this.
Okay.
Can I fill in maybe every other month if you guys are short of guests?
Mm.
And I'll fill in for Andrew or whatever you need. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
So is this, that's why I'm here?
No, no. I'm not pitching
anything.
Is this anything. Hey, I brought up the script thing, but I'm just saying, dude, let's, you know, because you got, you know, Scissor, I love Scissor Bros, but that's helping us too, you know?
Right.
I do that. I go back on there. What do you think?
Well, for a while, you kind of betrayed us and went to the King and the Sting for a long time. And
we
obviously...
We don't have to bring that up.
I think those wounds run, you know...
But you guys didn't... Did I leave bad friends? You guys didn't propose nothing.
Well, we just went with the enemy.
It's just all went with the other camp.
Right.
Oh, so this is before the, you know, pre-drum, all that stuff, brother.
Right.
I'm not a fortune teller. Who would have known that would have happened, man? You know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, so that was it? That was the last straw?
Yeah. I think you're banned. No, not really.
Come on, dude. Blood is not really.
I think our audience loves you, the energy that you bring with Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
So
keep going.
Yeah, I'll tell directly. Mm-hmm, yeah, people mm-hmm. love Stevie.
They love the energy. Isn't it fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
It brings a different element of silliness, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So, and every time you come, like, there's a new vibe. Energy, a new
yeah.
vibe. So, yeah, we'll keep having you for sure.
That's all I'm, you know, that's, dude, that's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The moon and the stars.
Okay.
Once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
Once in a while.
For sure.
Because I know how hard is it, and this is my next topic, because I get frustrated here. How hard is it booking guests and having them follow through?
So the great thing about Bad Friends, and that's why one night I started producing it, was kind of like the magic ingredient, was that we didn't need guests. You know, like Tiger Belly is like a guest-driven show, but Bad Friends was just the two of them together.
Banter.
I think it was like lighting a bottle. I've seen a lot of combinations of comics, but they two together work really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of like opposites in a way that they complement each other. So we usually don't do guests. I don't like doing guests because then we become a guest-driven show and booking guests is really complicated. And we only bring someone when, you know, to fill in for one of the two when they're shooting movies or TV shows or things
right.
like that.
Do you only get comedians and actors and stuff? Or?
Mostly.
Why is that?
I think because it is a comedy show and we need someone who can, like, you know, go head-to-head with one of the two.
So you need the X factor, some kind of loose
right.
cannon.
Yes, exactly.
My next question is this. How do you find that loose cannon X factor type?
It's difficult because we usually go for like bigger names that already have a kind of...
Give me an example. Like the Bill Burrs and
right.
Jim Carrey's.
Yeah, yeah, no Jim Carrey, but like mm-hmm. definitely someone who works in the... is in the sphere of Bobby or Andrew. So you
what
know,
are some dream guests that you haven't had but you would love to see on there?
I would love to see Bill Burr there, like Tim Dillon.
I'm surprised he hasn't done it. Why
yeah.
aren't they in the same kind of
yeah, it's
community?
Like, honestly, it hasn't happened. We haven't asked him yet either because
mm-hmm.
we have not had that moment. You know, Andrew
mm-hmm.
left like suddenly and we wanted to do, you know, it was an opportunity to bring you all in.
Yeah,
and
right.
We had this idea for a while. Whenever Bobby's alone, we wanted to do a Korean episode and
yeah,
I thought
absolutely.
It was really
fun. We had fun, dude. We had
so
fun.
The next time around, we'll come up with another
absolutely.
Concept like that. Yeah.
Would you be, what about this? What if they're not a quote-unquote comedian, but they have comedy chops? Let me give you an example. What if Brad Pitt reached out to you guys and he said,
I would
really
be open to have Brad Pitt.
So you would say yes to Brad Pitt?
I would say yes to Brad Pitt, yes.
Okay, can I throw another
curveball?
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio?
For sure.
Do you want me to hit him up?
Yeah, please.
Okay. what about Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, the good old Marky Mark?
Yeah, I feel like the reality, I have no idea how those guests would play on for our audience,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then, but for sure we would love to have like movie stars.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Bill Murray?
Anyone, yeah, on that list. You can become a producer if you those names. You can.
So where are you? So you're proposing? Is this an interview now for a job for Bad Friends?
Exactly.
If you what's the deal? Well, what's the quote? Well, what do I need to do? What's the guidelines?
You get me any of those guests, and you're hired.
Okay, so if I get Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, Bill Murray, Jim Carrey. What else? What? Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
You can, yes.
Any of those. Christian Bale. Yeah. What about the good old handsome Tom Hardy?
Absolutely.
Okay, out of all those people that I mentioned, what would be the one that trumps the rest?
I mean, for me, I think would be Jim Carrey.
I knew you were going to say that. I already have the producer mind.
Yes.
I already think when I ask him this, he's going to say this.
Also, it is so Andrew's hero, and so it'll be so cool.
Okay, let's play that out, though. Jim Carrey says yes.
Yeah.
Would you be, because he's an artist.
Yeah.
Would you do a segment where you let him do a canvas, a paint, a live Bad Friends painting? On air.
Yeah. I don't know how crazy Jim Carrey would go on Bad Friends, mm-hmm, you know, and if mm-hmm. he will come in with his, you know, which Jim Carrey would we have, but absolutely, mm-hmm. I would be open to do whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you been, like, hold up, I'm kind of skipping steps.
Right.
What was the criteria for you to get the job to be the producer of Bad Friends? Who was your competition, direct competition?
So honestly, it happened all by chance. I was shooting an action movie in Budapest in February of 2020. The pandemic hit. The movie got shut down.
We don't have to say the title of the movie, right?
Well, the movie never happened.
Okay, what was the title of it?
It was called Trunk, and it was like an action movie, like Fast and the Furious.
Yeah,
style.
Who are the main actors in it?
So we had a big actor from Spain called Mario Casas.
Was he? What else has he been in?
He's in a lot of movies if you Google him, but mm-hmm. all in the Spanish movies. This mm-hmm. would have been his first American role.
Do you speak full Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you didn't notice, it's my first language.
From Spain, like Madrid. Spain. From Madrid.
Yeah, okay. I'm from Santiago de Compostela. Okay. Which is a smaller town.
And then, because you follow La Liga at all? Or?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. So Barcelona or Real Madrid there?
Real Madrid.
Okay.
I'm the odd one here.
Who's your favorite player from Real Madrid right now? Karim Benzema, you like?
I mean, yes, for mm-hmm. sure, mm-hmm. for sure.
Because, you know, me and Bob, we're Arsenal fans.
You guys are Arsenal.
Yeah. But I follow, all of the all leagues. Yeah.
I mean, I was a huge Cristiano Ronaldo fan and like how that handsome. Era.
Oh, dude, would you have Cristiano on Bad Friends?
Yes, I think Bobby would like that.
Dude, the internet would melt. The hearts would melt.
Yeah. I don't know if he could keep up. I don't think he's witty that way.
Yeah. But you think he's handsome?
Yeah, he's handsome.
You think he's one of the most handsome men in the world?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do people think... Because a lot of people, even on Scissor Bros, they're thinking that I'm bisexual, but I'm not. I'm straight.
Right.
But do they? Because I do a lot of gay things.
I would imagine why people think that.
Why? Yeah. Why is that?
I think both Bobby and you like are we very do playful
as far as what like the butthole stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that line. But you see over there my girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful. That's the prettiest woman in Los Angeles County, right?
For all I know, I mean, she could be an actor that you just hired
right?
for this.
But she's a looker, right?
Yes.
Look at her. Look mm-hmm. at that.
Yes.
I mean, come on, dude.
Beautiful.
It's all for
but
show.
But I don't know if she's been hired to, you know,
that's
to be here.
That's just the love of my life. That's my future wife right there,
okay,
dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's blushing. But okay, so back to...
So yeah, I was shooting a movie. The movie got shut down. I came back to the U.S. I was pretty depressed. With nothing to do. And at that moment, Bobby had decided to start a new podcast with Andrew. George was producing it. And he had his hands full. And you know, George and I go, you know, we went to film school together. So
really? I didn't know that.
We knew each other from back in 2006 in New York.
A Maker?
And I work at Maker with both of them, mm-hmm, with Bobby mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. George. So he asked me, hey, would you want to produce a podcast? I didn't really know, you know, much about podcasts, but I had nothing else to do. So I went on. And at that time, we were in that small space, you know. We only had three cameras. But I met Andrew there the first day. I start speaking. Andrew laughs a lot. He loves my accent. So next day he brings me news to read. And that's how I, you know, my character began, and they put a camera there. So it all happened. A lot of people ask me, you know, how did you get that job? But it was pretty much like coincidental. It was like,
wow. So it was by chance.
By chance.
It was fate.
Yes.
And then the first interaction with Bobby was he got naked.
Well, that was they were putting, you know, the new Tiger Belly studio in his garage. Mm-hmm, so I was helping them out. Mm-hmm. And so he saw me and did that. And that's done. So, yeah, that's how we.
And so congratulations. You're doing seminars, like workshops, right?
Yeah. So one thing that I realized, and I don't know if you are, you know, maybe because you're doing everything yourself.
Well, I do everything.
Right.
Yeah.
There is not that many people who knows how to do these things.
You have to learn. It's just
every time we try to find a producer, it's a pain because it's either the people who are already doing bigger things or the people don't have the skills. Mm-hmm. So I decided to create a little seminar, and a lot of students, a lot of people are interested in this podcast and new media world. So we wanted to give them the tools to be a podcast producer. And that way, like, when we need people, there is like a little bit of a pool of people there.
Right. Now, so what are some of the skill sets that you teach in these workshops?
So we're doing a one-week seminar where it's a little bit of an overview where we talk about a little bit of everything from concept to producing, post-production, editing, all of that stuff, uploading and marketing, social media. But then we're doing like a 3-week course in the summer where we're actually shooting and everybody
hands-on. Yes. Right.
Because I have taught, you know, filmmaking for a long time, you know, and I love teaching.
Right,
so this is like an adaptation
of that to
specifically podcast.
So when is these workshops? Don't you have one coming up?
Yeah, one is in April.
Can we plug it real quick?
Absolutely.
Dude?
If anyone is curious and interested, they can go to 7x.net and learn more about those both of those courses. One is in April, and the other one is in August.
Okay, and then how much to attend?
So I think $1,700 to attend.
Whoa, dude!
I know, because we bring a lot of people together. We have a lot of equipment.
You know, but you guys are doing big. You're right. That's a good price. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. I it's not for everybody.
Do you guys offer lunch or beverages?
Yes, we do lunch. We do a lot of
yoga, something, right?
Breakfast,
right?
Waters.
You got canned coffee and stuff.
Yeah, and we go to different studios. We there's a lot of people involved in this. You know,
That's good. That's a positive thing.
Yeah.
Now, my next question is this: what do you think the most important aspect of podcasting is as far as marketing wise? Is it social media? Is it
definitely? I feel like the audience is mostly on social media these days. I don't think, unless there's a, especially in our sphere, I think, like, I don't know, if there's an Obama podcast, there might be, you know, in more traditional media that advertising. Mm-hmm, but for us, it's definitely social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most important thing is going to other podcasts. I think that's what people are doing that translates well. So, like,
you mean doing the whole run of doing other people's podcasts,
right,
to promote your podcast.
Your podcast and that exchange. I think that's the biggest thing that I found that works well is like, you know, to enlarge your audience. Today you go to this podcast, and then that person will come to your podcast later on. And
does Bob and Andrew grows. Bob does it a lot.
Bobby does it a lot
constantly.
He does. And Andrew too. So they constantly promote their thing. And you know, here and there we also have people in our podcast like promoting their stuff. So
now how let me throw in a little curveball too. How the addition of Jet Ski Johnson, shout out to the Jet Ski Johnson, has that kind of helped too as far as a variety of different energies in there?
First of all, this podcast was conceived as a, you know, yellow and orange podcast, just the two of them.
The Irish and the Korean.
And then Rudy also happened as a pure accident, and people
but
probably
it worked
know.
Out. Mm-hmm.
It worked out, but it was like, you know, the girl who was living with Bobby at the time, who, you know, was in the same COVID Bubble, because at that time we weren't in the room shooting, so we trained her to click record on the cameras, and she was there just checking the frame.
Yeah,
and then we would just run off, and
might as well throw her in there. Yeah, and it worked out.
And then they start talking to her, and she being like, you know, that personality become like something fun.
Yeah,
and then she grew kind of like, you know, she grew up. She's in college, so they like that, having that third person there.
Absolutely.
But it's a difficult person, and Jesse is a. Juicy is perfect for that, because she knows exactly how to play with them without trying to do too much.
Because she's a stand-up as well.
She's a stand-up.
She knows timing.
Right.
She knows, you know, all improv and all that.
And also lets, you know, steps back and lets them play and then comes in.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's good. Also for the producer too, like, because we are a show where like the producers participate a little bit in the show, but always remembering that you're a secondary character, you know, to their dynamic.
Do you know my brother's interest in video games?
Oh, yeah.
Because you might have a few hurdles ahead of you, my friend.
I know. Yeah.
Because the Harry Potter game just dropped, my friend.
I saw it.
And he's going to be deep into
go
that
get
world.
Him in the cave, yeah.
How are you going to deal with the Harry Potter thing, man? Do you see his character, his avatar?
Right, I saw.
He's about to nerd out there, dude.
The thing with Bobby and video games, I think that's his kind of like escape and safe place. So cause a lot of the times we have tried to maybe make that into some sort of like
bit.
Exactly. Or like
segment. Yes.
Like that.
Why but not? Why haven't you?
Because I think that's what his relaxing time is,
that's
playing
his
video
escape.
Games.
Yeah.
So like we didn't want to, you know, make that into a job.
Can you do a thing where there's a hidden camera? No, just hear me out, dude.
Right.
Hear me out, because he'll trip out if he knows the camera's in there. He'll be like, dude,
right?
You know, and then maybe I could help with this. We could get a couple of those, you know, those security cameras that you have.
Right.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The Ring cameras have hidden, and then that way... You know, you could see him in his real element. You know, he's in his boxer shorts on that beanbag, and he's, you know, doing whatever he does.
People will love that, but I'm
they,
not sure
dude,
he
that
would
get that would be crazy views.
Yeah, and then after that, probably he would freak out and not.
No,
like
no,
it.
No, you'd do it. God, how would we get away? Because I'm trying to think of it as a producer. Because I'm like, it
you
fascinates
just
me.
You want to record like for like a year and then release it later.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a hidden. It would be kind of an espionage, like a hidden camera thing. Espionage, hidden camera. Would that work?
It would work until he does. You
but
know,
he doesn't watch his own. Does he watch the episodes?
He doesn't watch the whole thing unless there's some sort of like sensitive topic or things like that. Usually he does too much. He shoots 2 or 3 podcasts a week, so it's a lot of watching. And I just
figure out a cure or a solution.
Yes, tell me.
So you and Santino, you guys discuss it with the other producer guy that I met I forgot his name, nice guy, and you say, look. Because I do a thing called the Stevie's Fart Corner, okay? And we're still trying to work out the kinks in that. But you do it, you save it for the end, the very end. He ain't going to tune into
like
the very end.
A tag?
Yeah,
the end.
A tag at the end where you're like, okay, you guys, Bob's not aware of this. It's time for Bobby's video game, Hogwarts, whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
And then, boom, you have a little 10, 15 minute, and that way... You don't have to, you know, that's content, man.
Yeah, it is content. It might be some ethical issues doing that.
Well, what do you mean ethical? He's just on a beanbag, you know, smoking cigarettes.
I know, but just recording people without their permission.
Damn, yeah, maybe that is a thing, huh? what's a way where we could,
trick him to sign a release?
Well, if you propose it like, dude, we want to do this thing. You don't have to, if you don't like it, let us do it for... 2 episodes, okay? If you don't like it, we'll stop. We'll just can it, okay?
I've been trying to do a Patreon for Bad Friends for a while, and the problem is, the reason why we haven't done it is because they're so busy, these guys. They're mm-hmm. doing, right, like coordinating their schedules has been insane.
Mm-hmm.
So we have no time to create extra content. So yes, like something like that would work for sure.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I don't think he would like it, and I don't think he would give us permission to do that. But yeah, creating any sort of like extra content would be fun for an audience.
I thought of another idea.
Okay. Shoot.
I know for a fact, because, you know, me and Jeremiah, we butt heads. It's the nature of the game.
Right.
Two bros together around each other all the time, you're going to butt heads, okay?
Yeah.
I know there's some episodes that you guys haven't aired mm-hmm. where they're about to go fisticuffs. I'm talking. Can you add to that?
Yeah, usually once a year I release some stuff that hasn't been aired before. People think that I have like this vault of like content that is just insane. And usually what happens is not that they go so crazy that we don't want to shoot. It's like that, you know, sometimes they don't feel funny. They don't feel that they are at the top of their game.
Mm-hmm.
During the show, so they stop and they don't want to shoot it. It's not that they are saying anything profound that we need to, like, you know, that people are... Yeah, there's nothing like that. There's only one episode, but that episode has been deleted.
Why'd you delete it, man?
Crazy. That was, like, maybe episode two that we shot.
Where they fought?
They didn't fight, but they went insane. They went insane.
Were they calling each other names?
It was, like, about everything and, you know, they basically said, like, these are the lines of what politically correct is, and instead of like towing the line like they usually do,
so there's tension in the room. Like,
went yeah. outside that box.
What was the worst fight you've witnessed yourself personally
with them?
Yeah, the worst thing where you're like, "Ooh, this is gonna be tough."
I'm gonna tell you the truth. They balance each other in a way that when one of them is really pissed, the other one finds a way to like light that moment. And
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear the real fight. What? Let me ask you again. What's the most intense fight where they're about to wring each other's necks?
Okay. I
think about it.
Look, like...
For let's not be so positive. Let's add some drama. Let's add some drama into the mix.
I'll I'm trying to think like really bad moments.
Yeah. Because, you know, me and Bob, we've gone there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've really gone there. You've heard that... Yeah, I pulled knives on him once. You've heard that story, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, but go ahead. Yeah.
We haven't had that.
Yeah.
And
everyone was going to die one night.
Look,
everyone
the worst thing that happened was when we went to Mexico.
Yeah. See, that now you're getting real. Go ahead.
We went to Mexico, and Bobby had relapsed. And that hurt me, too. This was in, like, November. He went to rehab in January.
God bless, he's back.
For a couple, yeah, mm-hmm. he's back and he's super healthy. You can see.
What do you mean by relapse? Was he eating gummies?
But he, I mean, he came to, he walked into his room in Mexico before we even started the show. He opened his bag.
What was
in
it, man?
It looked like a dispensary.
What was in it, man? Let's list off a few items.
I saw jars of like gummies and like bags of marijuana and like, but the thing is like, this is Mexico. So he had put that stuff in a plane.
Yeah.
Which, you know, he was lucky enough that nobody opened that.
Yeah.
Because that stuff is illegal in Mexico.
Oh, what you mean cannabis?
Yeah. Cannabis.
Oh, I thought it was good. I thought we were good here.
No, okay.
That's fine.
So, and when I saw that, I said, oh wow, this is going to be an interesting trip. And it was hard. I had a 2-hour dinner with him that felt like 2 days long.
No, was he high as a kite or what?
He was a little high. He was drinking a lot, and we were trying. It was still like
nobody knew. He was drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
What was he drinking?
He was drinking margaritas in Mexico. So
he was. He was drinking margaritas.
Yeah.
He usually was drinking.
No, he.
The whiskey.
Thing, no, he okay, was okay. like margaritas and.
Bloody beers? Bloody beers?
No.
Okay.
No, it was mostly cocktails and things like that. But yeah. the problem was like we were still pretending, you know, nobody knew that he had relapsed. So he was being dishonest about it? Yeah. It was like that month where like nobody knew. And we had live shows there with Tom Segura, with Jim Jefferies. And we were trying to shoot a podcast there in Mexico. We did one in the bathtub. It was a hard time.
Now, cognitively, was he all there?
Yeah, I think he has an ability to like disconnect and perform. He knows when the lights are on, you know. Yeah. And then, But we had to chase him around. We tried to trick him into not drinking, and it didn't work out well.
Yeah.
You know, we would talk to the waiters, and then he would be mad at us. It was hard. So nobody else was drinking, Andrew mm-hmm. or me, but he was drinking a lot. So anyway, it was that's the kind of like the biggest tension thing that we had in these years. Then in terms of like quick fights, that happens all the time because one of them is cranky and comes up without energy.
Yeah.
But immediately, and sometimes you can see it on the show, like, you know, you see that someone is in a bad mood, the other one is challenging that, and immediately you see that the lights are on, the cameras are rolling, they are able to turn it around.
Does Andrew Santino drink whiskey?
Yeah,
ginger,
he drinks whiskey, but...
I'm not supporting this, but I just thought of a crazy idea, like if if my brother was still drinking and doing the weed thing.
Like,
you know how Sister Bros do challenges?
Yeah.
Dude, that would have been a crazy podcast.
Yeah, I don't think I would promote
dude,
that.
Check this out. If they're, you know, like, your setup?
Yeah.
Dude, if they had, like, a whole competition, like, oh, yeah? And then they're just doing shots.
I like Healthy Bobby. I think he's more fun.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like Crazy Bob?
I don't mind. I think he's crazy enough on sober.
He's a pretty sneaky dude, huh? Like, he kind of duped you a little bit, huh?
Yes.
Did he say, "Dude, I'm good, man. Come on, I'm gonna get Magnum PI."
Exactly. Yeah. He's really, really good at this stuff.
How do you deal with? Because I know him. I've grew up with him.
Right.
How do you deal with both? Because they have these personalities, you know.
Yeah, I feel like they both have strengths and weaknesses. Like, I think Bobby comes up with this persona. People love him. He can turn it on really. At any moment,
mm-hmm.
And Andrew is more like, he likes to prepare and work more, like, so, like, you know, he's more logistics. Bobby doesn't care about anything, you know.
Yeah.
He just calls me, what time do I have to be there? Or, like, I'll call him to tell him, and that's all he needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
with Andrew, he'll say, hey, we want to talk about this, or let's prepare some beats, or let's, you know.
Is there jealousy or an envy in between the two?
I think there's a healthy competition. I think they both look at each other
and
say,
like... Let's be real
about
it. Be real. Yeah. So there is a little bit of a, because in that world,
right.
Oh, I just booked this movie. Yeah. Oh, I didn't get this movie. You know what I mean?
Pretty big. I think, like, you know, Andrew's doing a lot of stuff now.
Well, he's doing movies now.
He's doing movies now.
So is Bob jealous a little bit?
If you want me to say yes, I think he's a little jealous, but he doesn't care enough. I think because he has so much stuff going on for him.
Is it warfare with him all the time? There's warfare in his mind, huh?
I think he has warfare with everybody. You mm-hmm. know, it fuels him, you know, when someone else is more successful than him or doing something that he doesn't, that fuels him. So he works harder to get farther up.
Let's get more specific.
Okay.
If it's an Asian guy.
He's an
if it's another Asian guy being successful.
Oh, yeah. He hates all the Asian successful guys.
That eats him up alive.
Yeah.
That's just
the OG.
A nightmare to him, right?
Yeah.
How do we get him to change that attitude? Like, there's room for everyone to succeed.
Honestly, I think that's a lost battle. You know, I don't think he's going to change that.
Mm.
I think he takes that in and says, okay, let me show people.
You think that's a healthy attitude?
I don't know if it's healthy, but it helps him to improve.
Now, do you think when they book this, because these are all exterior materialistic things of the world, right?
Yeah.
But it's on the spiritual tip. Do you think that there's a never-ending thing there, right?
Never-ending.
I mean, let's play this out. Let's say... Andrew books a future Christopher Nolan movie where he's like a huge character, right?
Yeah.
And Bob is like, dude, I booked a Tarantino movie,
right?
Or something like another big director.
I think even if there was just, they're both are gonna be always unsatisfied. There's never
That's
big
my
enough.
Point,
There's
dude.
Never.
Yeah. So
because like everybody wants to make a movie, then you make a movie and the movie wasn't successful enough or was not good enough or small. I mean, they make really bad movies.
Wait, dude, you can't say that. Out here. What are you doing, man?
I know. So, but one day.
So, you just said that on the camera, man.
They know. I tell them directly.
You tell them that do shit movies.
Yeah, they do shit movies. I have done shit movies too.
Okay, how do you distinguish a shit movie then, man?
Look, it's very difficult to make any movie, even the bad ones are really difficult
to
make.
That's even worse, isn't it?
And you doing put a shit the same amount
might
of
might as well do no movies than a shit movie.
There's something there that is like, there's nothing like making a movie.
Because shit is shit.
But one day they'll make great movies.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So even the things they're doing, they're just... So let's say they were to do a good movie.
Yes.
Like a notable director.
Right.
I'm talking about like
the
David Finchers, the Nolans, the Tarantinos, whatever.
Right.
Do you think that would satisfy their soul?
I think that would put them in a path to say, oh, now that I'm here, now I can be this type of actor. Let me get more, you know?
That feeds not only your ego, but your pride and where you stand on the mountain of Hollywood, right?
The thing that I see with them is that they work really hard. So it's like they get that and you know, like Andrew does his special. Next day, he's coming out with new material because he needs more material for his new stand-up. He cannot use that anymore. So they're always writing. They're always performing. They're always, you know, they do shows, movies, the podcasts, and a million podcasts. So they're always working. And I think that they have that drive.
Drive? Do you think it's a healthy drive? Because, you know, to a certain point financially, right, they say if you make past 8 or 9 million or whatever, you're good.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm also, there is this Hollywood idea that, you know, when you are working, you should work as much as you can because that could be just a phase and then you stop working. Because
it's their day in the sun.
Right. And you see, like, with their careers, even Bobby, right, like, he has, like, this success, then there's, like, a period where nothing's happening. Now, suddenly, you're back up, so then you want to ride that wave.
Unsatisfied soul.
But it's gonna be like that.
You
know
what needs to happen?
Like that.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
He ain't no spring chicken.
Yeah.
He's getting up there, Mr. Miyagi status soon. And I told him, didn't I say I'm bad friends? You got a couple years ahead of you. Enjoy it now. I
mean, but you know what needs to
happen? A little bit more.
Yeah.
He needs to watch his with money, he's eating steak and Korean barbecue. He's eating the good stuff. Okay.
Right.
We need to strip him of all those materialistic things, my friend.
Yeah, he needs to be a hermit.
Well, look where I live.
Yeah.
You know what needs to happen?
You guys need to switch places.
Exactly, like Freaky Friday.
Right,
those, or vice versa.
For a week.
Yeah. That would make
a show, right?
Yeah, that's a show. Can you produce that?
I can produce that.
Okay, are you into that?
I'm in. Absolutely.
So, how about this? For a month, he has to live here.
Yeah.
With leaks, rain leaks.
Right.
Just this room. And I moved to the house on the hills.
What about her?
Her?
Is she moving
she's moving with me to to the house.
Okay.
And we're going to be going to the jacuzzi, all that, and the pool.
Right.
We're doing all that.
I think it's an easy sell. I think he'll love that.
He wouldn't be able to. Dude, do you know? He's like, dude, this is all you have to eat?
Right.
Canned soup. But this is the thing. How great of a reality show would that be?
That'll be awesome.
Will you produce that? How do we pitch this show?
I think it's so easy. I'll pitch it. I think he'll say no, but I'll pitch it.
Oh, what about this aspect? That goes, I drive his car.
Right. I mean, that I think he'll be okay with it because
nobody can drive more
than
he has to take public transportation.
Oh.
I'm talking the 704, the Metro Red Line.
I don't think he's ever been to the Metro.
No, that's a part of the deal.
Oh, I see.
Do you think a network will be interested in that?
Yes.
Because
yes.
I know, hey, man, he's pitching all this stuff. I'm his brother.
Right.
I want a little bit of sunshine, too, bro.
Yes.
I eat Campbell soup.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a little? You know, a little bit.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If
a network doesn't pick it up, we could make it as a YouTube show.
So Adult Swim, Vice, ABC, NBC, the Lee Brothers, Gone Wild.
Yeah.
Where they switch roles, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if let me do another hypothetical. We're getting down the last 13, 14 minutes. I know, you know, you got to get back.
No worries.
What if you know, when does Andrew finish filming in Australia right now? Is he in March? Okay. Somewhere in March, right? The first week.
Yeah.
There's a new story.
Second week.
Oh, but he doesn't make it back. There's a new story.
Okay.
Andrew Santino, he gets in a
dies in a plane.
He dies
crash.
On the Qantas airline. 4917, the flight.
Yeah.
He's dead. Okay. Yeah. What do you do then?
I'll call you.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Seriously.
Yeah, I talked to Andrew, I said, look, if you die,
yeah,
this chair goes to Stevie. And he said, okay.
Do you have a car?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't even have a car, dude. You know, I'm looking now.
Right.
Because I finally...
Do you know how to drive?
Ouch. Timestamp that. I do. Okay. But I'm looking now, right?
Right.
I'm looking into a Ford EcoSport, something, just something, like nothing fancy.
Yeah.
But it took me this long just to save enough for like a shitty car.
Okay.
So I just want a little sunshine too, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think the numbers would just...
On that show?
Explosion.
Yes, definitely.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That would be... What's your average on Bad Friends? 500,000 an episode?
Per week? Per episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually in the first week we get... Right now it's almost 1 million between audio and video. Pretty good.
That, I mean, I know y'all are making some buku Dolores in there, right?
They do.
What? They're skimping you?
No. They're the stars.
Wow. But, dude, you do a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You need to renegotiate with these guys.
Right.
Because they don't need more money. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. When you're rich, because I know my brother's got millions. Andrew's got millions. They got millions, right? Mm-hmm. They got millions, right?
I don't know. I mean,
oh, you know, bro. Where's my brother's house? On a hill somewhere?
On a hill somewhere.
Exactly. On a hill somewhere. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where do you live? On a hill somewhere?
No. The bottom of the hill.
I'm trying to get you on the hill too, brother.
Okay.
Okay, so this goes out to Santino and my brother.
Okay. Santino, if you're watching this and you die,
up his
we'll
pay,
be up there.
Because you got... Okay, let's end it with this. I want to know all of your responsibilities, all the work that you do put into Bad Friends. Go ahead.
Oof, I do a lot of stuff. I record, edit, upload.
You edit?
Yeah.
Adobe Premiere?
Yeah, we do Premiere with all of our shows and audition.
Keep going.
And I mean, honestly, I help them with. We usually have bits prepared for them. You know, when they need them. Usually,
that's work. That's work.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And then we help them with all the logistics. Basically, we are the producers. And
yes.
For a show like that, you know, some shows don't have producers, but in our case, we're trying to make their lives easy. That's our job, is to make sure that everything is ready for them to do their job
and
the best of their possibility.
Don't you book the guests?
Yeah, we book the guests. We schedule the show.
And then when you edit, that's time consuming because it's not like with my... There's no editing in my show.
Right.
How long does it take you... Be honest. How long does it take you to edit one full episode of Bad Friends?
I'm a little nerdy, come from like traditional media and film and all that. So I edit a lot. So we usually shoot around two hours, and then the show is 70 minutes. So I take all
70
that,
minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like an hour and 10. Hour,
okay,
like that.
Gotcha.
So, and I take all the other stuff out, not because, I mean, usually it's like things that I find that are a little slow,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, to make the show a little snappier. But that's just my taste. So, like, you know, it doesn't need to be that edited. But yes, we have also six cameras around.
Yeah, why six?
We added more and more and more as the show went on, you know. So
you guys got the good lumixes.
We got, yeah, and we got the, you know, the producers.
I know.
I'm
peeping game, brother. Yeah. I know what you guys are doing. The good lumixes, right?
The good lumixes.
You guys got special lenses on those or what?
To be honest, look, Bad Friends is not shot with the best equipment. If you see Trash Tuesday, with that show, it's all black magic. It has a great look.
That's not necessarily a better camera, depending on, you know, because a lot of the colorization on that camera.
Yeah, but I guess. I mean, if you see our setup for Trash Tuesday, it's mm-hmm. great. So you don't need great equipment to make a good show.
Yeah,
but
it's the editing. Because you could color correct on Adobe
Premiere.
It's the content
first. I think that's number one.
Mm-hmm,
then,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the editing adds a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, because this has happened to me, and this is something that happens if you're over 100 episodes on anything, you're
right.
editing it on your own.
Yeah.
Have you had this happen where you film the whole episode and you notice, oh no, the audio recorder didn't record.
That does not happen to me. That is the, yeah.
What do you mean that hasn't happened?
That doesn't happen to me because that is my job. I mean, if that happens to me, I will be in deep
okay,
trouble.
Okay, let's play it out.
Okay.
Let's play that out.
Yes.
Let's say it was one of the best Bad Friends episodes.
And I didn't record
No. Not only that, this is the Jim Carrey episode.
Yeah. And I was so, I was this
is a Jim Carrey episode.
Uh-huh.
The Lumexes, you have the memory cards in there. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Right? Your focus, good focus. Memory's good. The powered up. Everything's good.
Yeah.
But the recording didn't record on the Zoom or whatever outlet, whatever interface you're using, didn't record the audio.
The audio.
How do you work around that?
I mean, if the cameras were rolling, the cameras are rolling with audio. It's bad audio, but I will release that episode.
See, you passed the test.
But,
you passed the test.
We also, Bad Friends, because I'm paranoid, I have a lot of backups. So we have, you know, like...
You have audio backups?
Yeah, I have two audio backups and two...
What do you got, Zoom recorders? Or what do you got?
We have an F8N records the main show. And then we have an extra on the switcher, on the Black Magic
switcher.
Oh,
so you have
switcher.
A board? So you guys got the fancy shit.
Yeah.
So you, just in case one doesn't record... Because that's your... Is that a fear of yours?
I mean, yes. Any technical thing that goes wrong is on me. So, and I have made mistakes, obviously.
Okay,
this
is fun for me. This exercise is fun.
Mm-hmm.
What would Bob or Andrew say when something like that... Let's say it happened.
I mean...
How would you... Let's say I'm Bob. Because I look like... He's my brother.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm Bob. And then let's just play this out. Oh, dude, that's what... Dude, that one of our best episodes, bro. Dude. What's
great,
wrong?
Like,
what's going on?
George fucked up.
Wait, hold up. Slow down. What happened?
So he forgot to record the audio.
What does that mean?
I'm trying to figure it out. I think I'll be able to save something here.
Wait, hold up. You're scared. What happened? What's going on?
So I think he was in charge of the audio. He got, you know, Jim Carrey was here. He's a huge fan.
But the thing, George is not even here. You You and Stan were here. What's going on?
Oh yeah, sorry. It was who was here?
What, the other guy?
The other
guy. I don't
fault.
Even know his name.
It's the other guy.
I only have 5 minutes. Like, dude.
Yeah, Pete.
Can you fix it?
I'll fix it.
Fix that shit.
Yeah, I'll fix it. With Bobby, it'll be like something like that. I will throw someone else under the bus.
How would
for
Andrew
sure.
respond to you?
Look, to be, if I'm 100% honest, I think they would be disappointed, but they wouldn't bite my head off because, you know, we've been doing it for so long. And I have made mistakes. For example, there was one episode where in a moment I click my camera on and for 10 minutes the camera is on me when I'm doing nothing but just looking at them and they're just having the show and the camera's on me all the time.
The whole time?
The whole time.
Now, editing-wise, how did you fix that?
No, that went into the world. Once it's done, it's done. I mean,
What do you mean? There's no way of fixing that? I thought you had six cameras, my man.
Right. No, I'm saying like while editing, I could fix it, but this was an error like editing.
There's
so
no
I didn't...
cameras pointed on them.
No, there were cameras pointed at them. It's just I didn't click on them.
You
like,
didn't click
the,
on
the
them.
The final in the episode that went up, that camera was on me, so it was a lot of. You know, we made it into a bit. Everything we do, I usually, because it's a comedy podcast, any mistake, we usually try, you know, then I got fired the next time.
That's when that happened?
So, yeah.
Oh, you made it into a bit.
We made it into a bit just
okay.
to be playful.
How long
with
that. Were the cameras on you?
It was like a thing, a full 10 minutes of like...
Oh, so it was only 10 minutes?
Yeah, but it's like me doing nothing by just like looking
but
at the monitor.
But that
kind of
is funny, though. It's
and
a
then,
funny
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, so it became like an accidental...
Were they mindful about that mistake happening?
Were they upset, you mean?
Like, yeah, were they open-minded? Were they don't worry about it? Yeah.
Usually they're like that with me.
What
luckily.
Would be an unforgivable sin in the podcasting production producer world? Unforgivable.
I think betraying their trust.
Give me an example of that.
So let's say there is something off the record that is being said or discussed. It could be business, it could be personal, it could be a lot of those
and you
things.
Let it air
and air in something like that, you know, like on purpose.
Okay, so
I have my blackmail like
do you have
list
a list
of clips
but do you have
when
a,
I get fired sometimes
yeah but
I'll
do you have
listed.
A list of things the do-nots
in
production
No, I mean, we do have a lot of technical do nots, you know, mm-hmm. to make it sure mm-hmm. that the podcast goes well. In terms of the content for them, usually this is what we do. We let them run as wild and free as possible. Mm-hmm. And then in the editing, I look at it and say, hey, this joke was just for the room. It wasn't, you know, it's just they're making fun and out of context might not be perceived well. So I'm going to cut it out.
One last thing. Yeah. How do you deal with the demonetization thing on YouTube where...
Right.
Yeah, where if they're, like, cussing too much and... Because Scissor Bros, we get flagged every other week with our, you know...
It's been a painful, like, learning process. Usually, we might get one demonetization per every 3 months or something.
Do you dispute it on the YouTube thing?
And most of the times we do win. There is sometimes because, you know, for example, if you're doing a jerking off motion with your hand, YouTube will demonetize you.
How do they catch that?
The algorithm is so good these days. So what I didn't know that until I talked to someone. You know.
And how do these other people find that out? Do they know someone at YouTube or something? That
who? No, that no, the algorithm it catches that out.
So, okay, so it's we're like not going to do it now. Don't do that
right,
with your
I'm
hand.
Not going to do it. So when I see it, and they do it a lot. And the problem
wait,
with
my brother does it a lot?
Your brother and
has he
Andrew.
Has he done that on camera where
yeah,
he...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what
no,
I
no,
do
no,
is...
No, where he's really tugging on it.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Okay,
no,
okay.
No,
oh,
no,
no, no, no. This is just a bit.
This is a
comedy bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Just a bit. If someone does that motion, it gets demonetized. So every time that something like that happens, I cut to a different shot, you know? Now that I know that that is a thing.
Can they do
that
it
that
under the... Because the tables are
yes,
low.
Yes, that's only what you what
can
you can
they do
see.
It under the table
I think under
and
the
have
table
a contest to see who could do it faster?
Yes.
You can... Yeah. Can you show that? See, I'm on to something though,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So, okay,
you can
so if... So they're both... I don't want to do the motion. I
don't
want to
do the
motion. Okay, so let's just use your imagination. Would Andrew be open to that though? Bob would. I don't know if Andrew would.
To be honest, Bobby doesn't love the bits. I think he goes along with them, especially when
you're
there.
Were you surprised that he twerked with me and Jonathan?
I was not surprised. I was
because he stuck it out. Like he went
when he does it. I know Bobby's the fearless. You know, the most fearless person I know.
And then, dude, we're already made an hour. But one last question. This is the last one.
Yeah.
When you saw my thick ass. What'd you think?
I felt pretty good. You know, I think I
like be honest.
I was with Peter. You got the number one.
Did you?
Were
you surprised how bubbly it was?
Yeah, and jelly.
Yeah, was there jelly? Really?
Jelly and bubbly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you impressed at all?
Very impressed. Yeah.
Like if you didn't know I was a man.
Yes.
And you saw me at a club and I had a wig on.
I would definitely twerk with you.
But you would be like, damn,
that's a good ass.
That's a good ass.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. I think that's a good place to end.
Okay.
Don't you think that? Okay, so now, thank you for showing up, bro.
No
and
problem.
I'm telling you, dude, let me fill in. I'm your man. If, you know, because I know how hard it is to fill in guests.
Yes.
Dude, hit me up, bro.
You're the first number
up.
In my
Uber,
in my
I'll
list.
Be there in like, whatever. I'll Uber right there.
Awesome.
How about this? When Andrew gets back from his movie,
mm-hmm.
I'll hit him up.
You do that. Tell me how it goes.
Do you think, how does he know the numbers on the Korean episode now?
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest.
Go ahead.
I'm going to be honest. The numbers on the Korean episodes are great, but the numbers in the non-Korean episodes are better.
What? So it was polarizing?
No, it's not polarizing. I just think like the show is the two of them.
This is why. Can I tell you the reasons why?
Yeah, tell me.
Because like the first thing, the obvious thing, it's like, this ain't Andrew and
right.
Bob. Mm-hmm. Who are these guys? Oh, that's his brother.
It is great.
Oh, this is an all Korean episode?
No, it's doing great. It's doing great.
Yeah, but you know how polarizing something like that could be,
right?
Yeah.
Like people are... You know, tuning in for that thing, and then
they don't get it.
And sometimes they don't get it, and they get really mad.
All right, so this is a better example as far as analogies.
Yeah,
when it's not Andrew and Bob, and it's something else, is it doing better than like?
No, it's always better when it's Andrew and Bob.
No, but when it's not, let's say it's someone else other than Andrew and Bob. It's Bob and some other guest, or it's Bob solo, or it's is it doing pretty good numbers?
Compared to the Korean episode?
Well, no. If it's not your typical...
Right. So I think it always does pretty well when it's Andrew Bobby and a bigger, like, you know, and a big co-host.
Okay. Let's say it's Bobby and Eric Griffin.
Yeah.
How well is the Korean episode do comparatively to that?
I think it'll be in the same realm.
It's in the same realm?
Yeah. Probably the Korean episode a little better.
That's what I want to hear, dude. I was looking for that. Right. I was just looking for that.
Right.
Okay, now's the time. Let's plug your workshop again and your social media if you want to. Bad Friends.
Bad Friends, if you guys don't know what Bad Friends is,
well, check us know.
Out on Mondays at 9 a.m. I'm doing my own show. It's a special show, secret, coming out in like a few months.
Can we plug that?
It's called SOS VHS, and it's a show about movies with big guests who come and talk about their favorite movies.
Yeah.
It's a deepening interview.
How vast is your cinema movie knowledge?
Pretty good, I would say.
Do you like Todd Solondz at all?
Yeah, love.
So Happiness or Welcome to the Dollhouse?
Happiness. Love that movie.
You know your shit.
Yeah,
you know your shit.
Movies is my passion. So I because I'm in this game now of podcasting, I'm trying to mix those two things.
So how do they tune into that?
So in a few months, I'll try to plug it in. But on 7x.net, you can check it out. I would say a couple months.
Can I challenge you again for a movie question?
Yeah.
Your favorite Gus Van Sant movie.
My favorite Gus Van Sant. I'm not sure if it's my favorite, but Elephant was the one that had a huge impact on me when growing up.
Why? Because it was so...
It was so real.
Real, like the Columbine. Like, you felt like this is how it went down at Columbine.
Right, yeah. It's a little more on the depressing side, but I thought it was impressionistic. It wasn't like your typical Hollywood movie. You know, if not, I would say something more fun, like, you know, Good Will Hunting or something is fun.
Yeah.
But that movie really, like... Stayed with me.
Dude, you know your show. I want to test you one last time because I like everything in threes.
Okay.
Favorite Coen Brothers movie? Go ahead.
Oh, it's a split, but Fargo is my
favorite.
I
knew you were going to say, dude, you're like, you should live in here with me.
Fargo. Favorite, but like, I love Big Lebowski too.
Okay. But Raising Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, there is no bad Coen Brothers movie. Even their bad movies are pretty good movies from any other director. Yeah. You know.
But did you enjoy the Korean man in that movie, Fargo? Did you enjoy that man?
Not as much as I would have enjoyed if you or Bobby were in there.
No, we could have. That guy, dude. That guy's the OG. He was in Living Color.
Right.
Stephen Park.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stephen Park, the OG of OGs. Before all these new, you know.
Right.
He's the OG of OGs.
OG.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's plug your show. Yeah. Let's plug that again.
Go to 7x.net. In a couple months, you'll get to see SOS VHS also on our YouTube channel. YouTube at 7x. Then my Instagram is fancyb1.
Fancyb1.
Apparently there was another. Yeah,
thanks
Fancy
for following
B.
me back. Finally, it took you 10 years, but thanks.
To be honest, I did.
It took you 10 years. I was hurt, man.
I created that account just for
woo
for work.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't following. You just see how many people.
No, I know.
I only follow the people who come through Bad Friends.
But it does. Yes. I did notice it, and yes. I was waiting, brother. I was waiting. But thank you. It finally happened. Tune in to Bad Friends every. When does that? Every Monday.
Monday 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. Follow all of our shows at 7x.net.
Yeah. You guys are killing the game, you know?
Yeah.
Killing the game. Thanks for coming through, man. And, man, maybe next time, and when you're not so busy, we could discuss films. Me and my girlfriend just cleaned out my closet. I have how many bins, babe? 5 bins just filled with...
DVDs?
I mean, just right here. Hold on, let me just show you an example. Yeah.
I threw away, like, 2,000 VHS tapes.
I mean, just here. Look.
Yeah.
Higher Learning. Have you seen Legend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Star Wars.
We are Ridley Scott.
My kid that could paint.
Yeah.
In the Realms of the Unreal, the Mystery of Henry Darger.
No, I don't.
Have you seen this? How's Your News?
No.
I don't. Oh, you're missing out on life, my friend.
Me.
How's your news?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Mr. Destiny.
Yeah.
Lost Boys.
You're like, yeah. You're still like using DVDs?
Well, no. I'm on. No.
Is that how you're going to convince Bobby to switch with you?
No. I this is back in the early 2000s. That's when the iTunes and iMovie, all that. No Netflix and all that.
Right.
That's
right.
The way. But what people don't know, that's the way you had to watch movies, is go to a movie place and buy.
Yeah, I think people are
familiar with that. Yeah. People know that. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of the Steve Wiebe Show. Definitely tune in to Bad Friends every Monday. If you want to help support, tune in to Scissor Bros Podcast. Those episodes drop every Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to help support this platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Wiebe. I do a bonus audio diary log only on that. Every week I do a whole separate thing, okay? Scissor Bros Patreon too, patreon.com/scissorbros. I'm working on a new music album. I'll keep you all posted on that. I'm going to post it on probably just my Bandcamp. So bear with me. If you want to send any packages, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Dude, congratulations.
Thank you.
So, boy or girl?
Girl.
Congratulations, dude. You're going to be a great father.
Thank you.